I'm Leo Sidran with The Art of the Story. On a recent evening in Manhattan's Meatpacking District, a small group of publishers, booking agents, journalists, and other music industry insiders gathered in the vinyl room of the Soho House to hear a rising singer-songwriter make her New York solo debut. Andrea Bejar is 25 years old. Born in Mexico, raised in Miami, and now based in Los Angeles, she's part of a generation of artists who built an audience online before really stepping onto the stage. Her songs have already found millions of listeners on streaming platforms, but in person she comes across as something more intimate, thoughtful, disarmingly funny, and remarkably comfortable living between two languages. Buried in the fields under the And she doesn't hesitate to differentiate between her personalities in English and in Spanish.
As silly as it sounds, I think I'm happier in Spanish.
Yeah.
I think I'm like usually in a better mood in Spanish. I feel like whenever I speak in Spanish, I'm with my family, and my family makes me very happy. And it reminds me of Mexico, and it's just like, just makes me giddier. In English, I'm just like more serious.
Bejar grew up listening to contemporary singer-songwriters alongside the likes of Fleetwood Mac and Mexican artists like Natalia Lafourcade. But she says it wasn't until she wrote her first song in Spanish, called Despierto, that she realized the lyrics mattered as much as the melody. Despierto, contigo en mi mente,
no te cansas de estar ahí. It's the first song that I actually cared about writing. Before Despierto, I did not care about lyrics, and I was just like, it was just kind of like a throwaway part of the process for me. For me, it was more so like melodies and what it sounded like. And then after Despierto and after listening to a lot of like Natalia and stuff, I was like, no, lyrics actually like mean a lot.
Now she lets the songs decide which language they want to be written in. She says Spanish feels more whimsical, more metaphorical. English takes longer. She tries not to force either one. But living between languages has shaped more than her writing. It has also shaped the emotional world her songs inhabit.
I'm a very nostalgic person. I've always been that way. I think that's where my music gets its, a little bit of its sadness from. And I like to write things that kind of make me uncomfortable, because I feel like really good music comes out of the feelings that make you uncomfortable. So I try to live in that space. Because there are so many people in the world that feel like they're torn between two places. And like, I feel like that's where a lot of like the nostalgia and the homesickness comes into my songs for me.
Back in the vinyl room, Bejar closed her set with her latest single, Te Vas a Arrepentir, which translates as You'll Be Sorry. But judging by the reception in the room, nobody there was. I'm Leo Sidran, WBGO News. Algo que no